We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. It said, Rabbi said halacha that if you steal something worth a zuz, it went up to 4, and you broke it, you pay 4, because it's a Naya Geneva the second time. So what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah really is a case where a guy is a shomer, then Shleach Yad, and it says, B'Shamim says, Yilka V'chesed Yaseh, B'Sil says, Oymer Kashas Haitzah. So Tanan, B'Sil Oymer Kashas Haitzah. What does that mean? My Kashas Haitzah. What it means to say is that you pay, if you destroyed it, you pay. That's what Beis Hillel is saying. What's the case? If it's a case where it went down in price, it was 4 when you got it, and it went down to 1, Zok Beis Hillel, you pay Kashas Eitzah. Again, here's a case where he was Shaleach Yad, for example, which makes him a Ganav, and then he drank it up, or broke it. He was Moitzit Min Olam. So what's the case? If it's talking about a case that it went down in price, where Beis Shammai says you have to pay like the Gzela, because it went down in price afterwards, you pay like the Shasa Gzela, like the Shaleach Yad. Chosa means you Shaleach Yad at 4, now it's 1. You Shaleach Yad at 4, now it's 1. Zok Beis Shammai, you pay Kashas HaGzela. Kum Beis Hillel says, no. You drank it at 1, you pay at 1. Kashas HaGzela. That's what Beis Hillel is saying. That you pay at 1 because you might see it at 1. So, Frank Demara, Iba Chesed, Mik Leman Diyama, no one holds like that. Beis Hillel can hold it. And his Shliach Yad, Shlichis Yad, which is at 4, is considered the Gzela.
What does Beis Shammai hold with Chosr? What
does Chosr mean? Chosr means that it went down the price after the Shlichis Yad. So he has to take the loss.
You stole it at
5. And it's still 5, let's say. Let's make it simple. It's still 5. He was Shleach Yad, and now it's 1. How much does he pay? He just gives it back? No. He can't just give it back. He has to pay 5. Because he was Shleach Yad. What? Chosr means it went down in price. Chosr means it went down in price.
What?
Yilka v'chosr. Yilka means that he gets penalized for Chosr and for Yeser. Chosr means here, even if it went down, he's paying the higher price.
And he pays 5. He keeps the item.
Right. He keeps the item, yeah. He drank it, I'm saying, according to Beis Hillel's case, he drank it up, yeah. In Beis Shammai's case, yeah, he keeps the item. Or he give it back and give back another 4, he could, either way, whatever he wants. Once he's Shleach Yad, he's like a Ganav a little bit. So, Vamai, Ibechoser, if it was Shlich Yad at 5, now it's 1, and then he drank it, and Beis Hillel is saying in Chedesh Kishas Eitzah, Mikal Mandi Yama, Matran, call a Gazlonim, Misham, and Kishas Akzela. All Gazlonim pay Kishas Akzela. And therefore, you have to pay 5. You have to pay 5. You don't pay 1. And if you eat b'yeser, so Elamai means like this, that he was shleich yad, and he took it at 1, and he was shleich yad in a higher number. And then he drank it, he pays kashas etzah, so that's Beis Shammai agrees to that, you pay kashas etzah. If b'yeser, hainu Beis Shammai. So if it's a pashtu case of yeser, it means that he took it, got it at 1, went up to 4, then he was shleich yad, so Beis Shammai says he paid 4, and then you might see it, let's say. So, and then it gets oinus, whatever the case is. The Beis Shammai say you pay like 4. And according to Beis Hillel, he says, Kashas Eitzah. So it's the same thing. They both do the same thing. So what is the case of Beis Hillel arguing with Shammai? El Pshita, Kashas Eitzah, me Beis Bailim. With a case like this, that the case was, Kashas Akzela was 1. And it went up in price. And Beis Shammai says that you have to, once you shleich yad, it becomes yours, even if you shleich yad at 1, but when it went up price afterwards, and then they got a haitzah, in any case, you have to pay kashas haitzah, once it becomes your shos, kashas haitzah, you have to pay kashas haitzah, and you might see it. Let's say, it would be like rabba, whatever, it would be a case like a rabba. That you might see it, then you might see it on your gzela, you might see it. According to Beis Shammai, yilka v'chesa v'yesa means he pays the higher price. That's what Beis Shammai would mean. When you might see it, you pay the higher price. And Beis Hillel says, Kashas Eitzah Mebailim. You pay like the price you got it from the Bailim. That's what Beis Hillel is saying. El Pshita, Kashas Eitzah Mebais Bailim. Like Rashi says, Kashas Akzeilo over Yesa Pligi. The Karim Beis Shammim Hukra Yilka Lasham Kashas Eitzah Mebais Oilom. Beis Hillel Oimer, Kashas Eitzah Mebais Bailim.
You pay 1.
Pay 1. So it comes out, Lema Rabba Domek Beis Shammai. It turns out that Rabba is like Beis Shammai. Because Rabba says, when you take it at 1 and it goes up to 4 and you might see it at 4, you pay 4. And that's like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. So L'chaira, it comes out that Rabba will be like Beis Shammai. I don't want that to happen. I'm a Lach Rabba. Amalach Rabba, B'yasa kulam le'pligi, B'yasa avon agrees like Rabba, that if you might see it at a higher price, the halacha is, you're going to pay the higher price. Ki pligi b'chesar, if it went down, B'shamayisa, and it went down, and you did a shliach yad at the higher price. B'shamay savra shlichas yad ein shvichasara, and therefore you shleach yad, so you pay kishas hagzelo, which is shlichas yad. V'chi chaser went down mashusha didechas, it went down your hands. V'sil savra shlichas yad shvichasara. V'chi chaser mashusha mari chaser. Because you paid kishas itzah, what was the case? By shlich yad was 4, it went down to 1, and then you were moitzi it. You drank it. So B'shamay says you pay 4, because shlichas yad was a gzela. But he still says you pay 1 because you pay kashas itzah. Now what's the machlekes? I shlichas yad is everyone agrees gzela. Teretz says it was not a chasaron yet. So Rishami says shlichas yad ain't shlichasaron, and v'chichasim shuzu dechasim. But he still says shlichas yad shlichasaron. There was not a shlichas yad yet. You weren't chaser yet. Nothing's missing yet. V'chichasim shuzu the mari chasim. Break them up. That's the case. It comes out like what? Rishami holds shlichas yad ain't shlichasaron. We have before in Rava's Memra where he tries to explain the man yama shlichas yad ain't shlichasaron. He brings down his 2 extra psukim. He says there's an extra pasuk by Shem Echina and by Shem Esachah. You could learn that from Shoyl. So Rava holds that shlichas yad ain't shlichasaron. He's like Beshamai. Hello, Adam Rava shlichas yad ain't shlichasaron. Lema Rava Adama ke Beshamai. Is he all like Beshamai? That's shver. So we're not gonna, we don't like that machlekes. We have to find new machlekes in between Beshamai and Beshil. Ach ma'askinon. I didn't do shlichas yad. Shlichas yad means that you pick up, you take some of it, even if you're not doing chasaron, you're taking part of it, adas to take it. That's shlichas yad or chasaron. But here, he didn't try to take it at all. He just used it for something. He used the barrel, he had to transfer some birds, he put it on top of the barrel and used it. They're arguing if shoyel shlom das is a gazlan. So remember, he shoyel shlom das at 4, and it went down to 1 and drank the barrel. So according to Beis Hillel, he's saying you pay 1, because you're not a gazlan. According to Beis Shammai, you're a gazlan, so it's from 4 already, it's in your resource, because everyone holds you pay kashas exel. That's the more than 4. Beis Shammai, Savri, Shoyal, Shlom, and Das, gazlan. Vichy chaser, Beshush, Dei chaser, went down your resource. Beis Hillel, Savri, Shoyal, Shlom, and Das, Shoyal, Havo. Vichy chaser, Beshush, Demara, chaser. It went down the resource of the owner, there was never a gazlan. Frank the Gemara, I don't like that pshat either. El Hodom Rava, so some das Lorban and Gazan Ava. Rava says in Mesechus Vabasra that the feet of Rabbanon, Pshan Rabbanon, that Mishnah is, so some das Gazlin, and since he's Zetzing and the Rabbanon like that, must be holds like that. Lema Rava, Domek Beshamai, does Rava hold like Beshamai? So they can't be Machlekes either. So Gemara to come to now to find a Machlekes. El Hodom Beshvach Shel Gazela Kamiflegi. Beshvach Shel Gazela Kamiflegi. And we'll put that into Noah. We'll explain this outside. And we're going to also explain it like this. Yilka v'chesar v'yeser does not mean what we thought till now. It's a new pshat. What it says, chosar v'yeser, does not mean it went up in price or down in price. It means, chosar means if it lost its shearings, the gizos, it was taken off. And yeser means it was this abra, it became pregnant and had a baby. That's what chesed yeser means. Now, as machlokes, the Gemara wants to say here, machlokes b'sham Beis Hillel, like the same machlokes from Meir Rav Yehuda in Maseches Bava Kamma in the Braisa. The shah is like this: you steal a rochel. We'll make it simple. If you steal a rochel that's muberes or a rochel a sheep that's full of wool, and you steal it, and then you take the wool off and you keep the wool, you take the baby, you keep the baby. What do you have to pay back? You have to pay back a baby and a rochel, or wool and a rochel, or just a rochel, just a sheep. Maybe you have to pay back a sheep. That's more baris. That's a shayla in the machlokes b'shoinim. But do you have to give back the wool also as well? So pashtus the wool you kind of b'shinun, because since until now it was just hair on a sheep and now it became wool, and a baby just was more baris, now it became a baby. That's called shinu kain. So one man the almost shinu kaina, you don't have to give that back. You just have to pay for Shasek Zela, whatever it's worth for Shasek Zela. According to the other man, the Yom holds, you do have to pay it back. Why do you have to pay it back? I'm a Chalikas for showing him why you have to pay it back. Either because he holds Shinu in your Kaina, or because he holds the Knas that has to pay it back. So the Machlokes B'Shamay Zela is, B'Shamay says, Yilka B'Chosav Yesa means he has to pay back the Gizas and the Vladas. Beisil says, Kishas Eitzah, you don't pay Gizit Lodas. Kishas Eitzah, whatever it is, Kishas Eitzah, whatever you pay Kishas Eitzah, not the, you don't pay, whatever, let's say you were Shleach Yad, you pay Kishleach, the time of Shleach Yad, you only pay Kishas Eitzah, you don't pay anything that happened afterwards, that's yours. So let's see it inside. B'shvach shal gzeilah k'mif g'rasham yishav yishach gzeilah g'nigzla hava. It belongs to the nigzla. We still sabri shvach gzeilah the gazlan hava. Shvach gzeilah works, belongs to the gazlan. Plug down tonight. Plug this tonight. I'm telling you the b'raisa. Ha'gozlah is like Rachel. If you steal a shepsalah, gozlah v'yoldah, you sheared the wool. You cut the wool. Or v'yoldah had a baby. Meshalom oisah, you have to pay back the Rachel. And the wool and the vladas. Who don't even know? Exactly what I was saying. They give it back the way it is. Here's back the rachel. Take it back. And that's the machlokes b'sham v'mesila. Dekanami, I'll bring you a raya. That's machlokes b'sham v'mesila. Dekanami, the tony b'sham v'emim yilka v'chesa uviyasa. It says, b'sham says, loshon chesa v'yasa. Why don't say zula v'yukra? For an up and down price, say the lashon zul of yukra. Chesav yes sounds like it's missing something or something more. And that's a raya that taka means the gizus and the vladas. If it's still oimrim kishas etzah, shmami no, it means you pay kishas etzah based bailam, and you don't pay for the extras, which is the gizus and the vladas. So that's Beshame Basil. We finally got the Pshat, Beshame Basil, a whole new Pshat. The first one to say Pshat had to go up in price, down in price, and it had Shaykhs to Rabbah, and we had to get into different Pshatim. The Mayasu coming out, the Pshat is if it's Gizis and Vladas. Rabbi Kiva Oma Kishas Satvia. You pay Kishas Satvia, which means you pay like the price it is in Bezdin. When whatever the value is, when the Tvia is in Bezdin, that's how much you have to pay. What does that mean? So we'll see in a second what's pshat. But he holds means. Let's say, for example, the when you do a shleach yah was worth four, but the time they went to bezdin was worth one. You only have to pay one because you only pay kishas atvia. That's the halacha. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Kiva fasa Rabbi Kiva umoyde Rabbi Kiva makam shesh edim if there's edim. That he stole it or he ruined it or he shleach yad, then you pay kishas what the edim saw, because that is considered b'yayim hashmasai. We'll see in a second what the pasuk. But if the edim saw the shomer stealing it, you pay kishas. It was worth kishas when the edim saw him. My time. What's from Rabbi Kiva that says you pay kishas atviya? The omakra la shehu lo yitnenu b'yayim hashmasai. What does B'yom HaShemasa mean? So Rashi says, B'yom HaShemasa means the day that he comes to Bezdin and he says, yes, I'm Chayiv, that's B'yom HaShemasa. But if there's Eidim, V'kim Dike Eidim, Mahu Shaita Hu the Chayiv Le'i Ashma. It's considered B'yom HaShemasa from that day. Omer Rav Oishil Rav Yehuda, Rebbe Ata, are you really saying that? Are you saying that by Eidim, Rabbi Kiva is Moida? Hachi Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yechanan, Cholokar Rabbi Kiva, Phil Mokam Shesh Eidim. Av a Kabbalah from Asi, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Kiva is Cholik even with Eidim. He still says, V'yayim HaShemasa means when you come to Bezdin. Eidim doesn't mean V'yayim HaShemasa. Eidim is just a raya to the HaShemasa. But the Etzem Chiyav, the Etzem conviction is in Bezdin, and therefore, the halacha is that you go Basar, the Bezdin, because that's where Kiva holds, V'yayim HaShemasa. Ubeidina who the Kamachayev le Ashma. Bezdin is the one that makes and certifies the Ashma. Omer Abzeil Rabba Abba Papa he asks the Hassam. Now he had a shaila now about Rabbi Kiva. He had a shaila now about the passing of Rabbi Kiva. Omer Abzeil Rabba Abba Papa he asks the Hassam. When you're going to Eretz Yisrael, take the long way and pass by Sulma the Tzur to go visit Baba David. No, go to visit someone else. Akav Sulma the Tzur va'oligabei derav Yaakov va'idi. To go visit Rabbi Yaakov Aidi to find out if you pass going to buy him an A, Ishmiel Eile Rabbi Yechanon, Halacha Rekiva, Eile Halacha Rabbi Kiva. To find out if you pass going to Rabbi Kiva or not. That's really what Rabbi Yechanon held exactly. Because we have here a shalom Rabbi Yechanon held exactly. We heard that he holds the Halacha Rabbi Kiva in Makos Reidim, that someone said over. What does he hold regards to the Machlaikis of Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah? So he went to Rabbi Yaakov Aidi. That's what happened. Omalei, Hakim Rabbi Yechanan, Hakim Rabbi Kiva, La'olam, forever. He added on the words La'olam. My La'olam, Tupshat in the Gemara. What La'olam means? He said he passed Rabbi Kiva La'olam. What does La'olam mean? One shot is one of Ashi, Shloi Taima, Hanemil, Hechlak Eidim. Only when there's no Eidim do you pass the Rabbi Kiva, you go by Sashas HaTviyah. Because it's saying, Yoyim HaShemosoi, means the day that he's Moedim Bezdin. But what if you have Eidim, then already, he's already convicted from when the Eidim come, even if he didn't bring it to Bezdin. So it's saying, that's what we're saying, Loyola means that he's Chalik, even by case of Eidim. That even there, you have to come to Bezdin. Shloi Taima, Hanemil, Hechlak Eidim, Hechlak Eidim, Loi, he's Moedah, that you go by Yoyim HaShemosoi, from that when the Eidim saw the Shlichus Yad, or the Hitzah, Vinami, that's one pshat, that he's saying is, don't say, Hechelaka Eidim, Hechelaka Eidim is Moida. No, even with Eidim, he says, Dafka, but Bezdin is considered Yoyim HaShemosoi, and that's what you pay Kishas HaTviyah. Vinami, not a pshat, the Hadul Adukhta, in a case where he was Shaleach Yad, and he put it back in its place. Ve'itvara, and it broke. That even there, the loch is, that you're chayiv like Shlichus Yad. Lafuke, because you know, Rav Kiva argues with Rav Shmuel about this. Lafuke, with Rav Shmuel, Dom Alebin Das Bailam. Kamash Blon, the Bin Das Bailam. Rav Kiva holds the Nid Das Bailam. We have it before, Rav Kiva holds the Nid Das Bailam. We pass Kna Kiva La Oilam, which means you pay Shas HaTviya, and you also, Shlichus Yad is usher, even if you returned it back to its place, you still consider it ganev. Why? Because you need das bailam. Rava says we paskin like Beis Hillel and not like Rabbi Kiva. And Rashi speaks out, Rava malach halacha Beis Hillel kashas gzela, banan karova avdinon tahavali basra. We pass like Rava because Rava is the basra. And tomorrow's year we'll start from this Mishnah and get into a new parak azov.